Hello, Patriots. Welcome back to Freedom Wire. I am Ryan. This is Connor. We seem to be missing somebody today. A big guy.
Yeah,
big
guy. We've replaced him with Ryan.
Oh, well.
The intro is going much smoother.
A different big guy. Anyway, our fellow Patriot, Sean, is out wrestling bears in the woods of North Carolina currently. He will be back next week. Today, we will be talking about the left's attack on Thanksgiving, because anything fun in America now, the left has to bring down. So we'll be talking about that. Also, if you like the podcast, please like the podcast and subscribe. Also, comment below. Let us know how awesome this podcast is without Sean, and we will have a good time today. Also, if you like the stuff in front of us here or here,
we can have a clear view of the Freedom Wire shirts today.
He can't scold me for not wearing the Freedom Wire shirt today. So
I could, but good. I'm not going to.
But you know what? I have a mug, a Freedom Mug. Connor, how much are these?
These are $9.99 on FreedomWire.com. If you like what you're seeing here, head over to the website, click the store tab at the top, and while you're there, go ahead and read some of our articles. Take a look around.
Yes.
We're more than just pretty faces on a podcast.
Yeah, well, they might comment on the pretty face part, but anyway, so yes, please go to FreedomWire.com, click the store tab at the top. Please check out all our articles. It is Thanksgiving week, so with that, let's talk about Thanksgiving, the left's attack on Thanksgiving. Connor?
So, but this thing with Thanksgiving, it's nothing new. We've heard it for a long time that, you know, it's racist to celebrate Thanksgiving, that the quote-unquote true story of Thanksgiving is fake. It wasn't pilgrims and Indians coming together to have food. It was, colonists oppressing native populations.
It's like Columbus Day.
Yeah, just like Columbus Day, just like most other things from history. And let's be honest, that little story they show us in picture books when we're in elementary school about the true story of Thanksgiving, probably not really how it went down. But,
well, they didn't have turkeys. They're pretty sure about that.
Yeah,
they had fowl and deer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, venison on Thanksgiving would probably...
Also, I don't think George Washington cut down a cherry tree. I'm just going to throw that out there. Anyway.
How dare you question the legend of the Founding Fathers.
Yeah, well...
But, basically, you know, in the left's ongoing campaign to turn everything fun that Americans enjoy into something that we should feel guilty about...
Like the NFL.
And, you know... Everything else.
They
are infusing...
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, movies, school, social media, memes. They're turning Thanksgiving into a politics-infused crap fest where it's full of, you know, divided family members and people yelling at each other.
But
you can't just get together and enjoy a meal because if you do celebrate that meal... You are participating in racist tradition.
But I think what's really interesting with this is that even if the story isn't true, the original founding, I mean, I'm sure there's some, like anything, there's probably some myth and there's some real stuff that happened, you know, Squanto and all that stuff. Is it Squanto?
Yeah.
Okay, it is Squanto. Good. All right. I get my Native American names mixed up sometimes. But anyway, Squanto, even it's the premise of the story. It's the lesson of the story. If anything, the left should love this story because it's talking about diversity. It's talking about, you know, European... white people and Native Americans getting together and being and celebrating what they're thankful for. Maybe it's the gratitude part they don't like. Maybe they're not big fans of gratitude. It seems like that a lot now. It seems to be part of the thing. Maybe they don't like that about Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. But can't we just sometimes just appreciate a good story? I mean, honestly, what's wrong with celebrating Thanksgiving now?
Yeah, even if that story is completely fake and that big dinner where people of all different races got together and everything, even if that's not true... Why does that prevent us from learning a moral of, let's all come together and talk about what we're thankful for and appreciate one another, and we're not going to be hostile towards one another? But no, because we're dealing with the American left in 2019, we have to have hostility in literally everything.
Right. Well, and this plays into that 1619 project with the New York Times, how they basically, America didn't start on July 4th, 1776. It started in 1619 when the settlers landed at Jamestown, and they started destroying Native Americans. They got African slaves. You know, the rest is history, and that's America. Well, that's crap. We know that's crap. We know, obviously, there's bad. I mean, slavery reform is the great sin of our country. It is.
And probably the second one would be how colonists treated Native Americans.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of those deaths did come from diseases, though, too, mm-hmm. that they brought over. It wasn't just they went out looking to slaughter. I mean, a lot of the Native Americans weren't so great themselves.
Yeah, nobody's saying that everybody was innocent on either side of this thing, mm-hmm. but it's the tradition that has grown out of it, and it's not something that is exclusive to white people. It's exclusively American. You don't see people celebrating Thanksgiving around the world.
Unfortunately, we've had to have this discussion on a lot of these podcasts because it is important is that there's the principles of our country, and then there's the people. The principles are usually stronger than personalities, and we've always tried to work up to, you know, and we do. The left never gives enough credit. Look at from the 1960s to now, how much this country has changed with race relations. There's not race riots in the streets. There's not this bridge in Selma. There's not Martin Luther King and other leaders being gunned down in the streets. Of course, there's issues. I mean, there's definitely, but to say that we haven't overcome a lot in this country is doing us a disservice. As a matter of fact, people like Martin Luther King used the words of the Declaration of Independence. I watched this documentary. It's very interesting around Martin Luther King Day back in January, and they showed the entire speech is "I Have a Dream" speech. They left off the beginning, about the second part of the speech, and then that second part of the speech, if you know the speech well or have read it before. I'm sure, obviously, everybody has, but people don't pay attention that there was this part in there where he talks about the African American, you know, basically came to cash a blank check. Well, what was that blank check? It was the words of the Declaration of Independence. So even Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass, the same thing. They never dissed the founding principles of this country. Matter of fact, they used it as a way to say, "Hey, let's live up to those ideals." So those ideals that our country is founded on that's why we celebrate holidays like these, and they don't like that. And that's really what it comes back to. And we've talked about this on podcasts before, is that they use the blemishes in our country's history, and there are many, unfortunately, but they don't like the system of government like the founders and the colonists, you know, like the pilgrims that people brought over. That's what they don't like.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And that thing with what Martin Luther King was talking about was, it wasn't that they were bad principles that were applied to only benefit one group. They were good principles that had just not been fairly applied to everyone like they were supposed to be.
Right.
The principles themselves were meant to be applied to everyone, regardless of race. And it just unfortunately took us quite a long time to get there.
And in that founding generation, there was multiple ones. Ben Franklin wanted to end slavery. Matter of fact, he had one of a representative from Pennsylvania introduced in the first Congress legislation to try to ban slavery early on. Of course, we know that it was 1808 in the Constitution. They wrote it. The slave trade technically ended in 1808, but slavery stuck around on for, as we know, we had a civil war to fought it. But to say that there was no good people in the founding that didn't recognize evil is just not true. Alexander Hamilton, of course, the left loves Alexander Hamilton now because of the play. I don't know why, but he's not one of my favorites. But he was very much against slavery. There was Edmund Randolph, all these different ones that were against slavery, but they'll never talk about them. They only talk about like George Washington. I mean, it's crazy. They want to remove statues to George freaking Washington. Like, that's just stupid. I mean, that is 1984 at that point, isn't it?
Attacks on the core identity of America, because they're trying to take the identity of America with its ideals and lump it in with all the bad stuff it's done and say you can't separate them, implying that
They can't compartmentalize.
Saying you either take it all or you take nothing. So if you take all the good stuff about America, you're also engaging in all the bad stuff we've done over the years.
Well, it's basic logic games that two things can be true at once. A can be B. The principles of this country can be amazing. We should strive for them. And also, we've failed at times.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why that's hard for them to grasp. They're very zero sum on the left. A lot of their arguments are it's got to be one way or the other, or it's nothing. You know, it's just the same.
They take things to a lot of reduce them to a lot of binaries with this a group of people who say they're. Are no binaries and no
absolutes. It's really ironic when it comes to gender, all of a sudden there's no binaries.
Yeah, everything is relative and there's no absolutes except for this, in which case there is a black and white line, and if you're not for us, you're against us.
So this is why it's an important topic. We're not just talking about Thanksgiving, but it is very important because this is an ongoing effort by them is to rewrite our history. You know, is that Howard Zinn type style thinking that all evils are of America, not to mention all the people that have inspired around the world for freedom because of America. They read the Declaration of Independence. They read Abraham Lincoln. They read Martin Luther King. All these people that they strive for, they love America for that reason. Hong Kong right now. I don't see any Soviet Union flags out there, or I see American flags.
Yeah, they're waving the American flag because around the world it stands for the ideals of democracy and
right.
freedom.
Yeah, I mean, that is what America stands for. Of course, we, like I said, we failed at it at times, but you know, over the years we get better at it, and that's the point. Abraham Lincoln talked about it too back in after the Dred Scott decision. He had a famous thing where basically a speech where he said that America, the founders, the people that wrote the Declaration of Independence and Constitution didn't mean for people to be enslaved forever. That's not what it was. It was a freedom document. Another thing, if you read Frederick Douglass, same thing. He said, "What is the 4th of July to the slave?" And basically, he said it just right. I highly recommend it. It's a very long speech. It must have taken like 4 hours to give. But basically, the premise of it is, I respect the founders. I respect the people, the pilgrims, all these people that come across. They didn't live up to those ideals, and my people, you know, the African Americans at the time, were not reaping those benefits. But that doesn't mean we give up on it, on those principles. So,
and then at the same time, to try to hold the pilgrims to standards of morality about the principles of America.
Right.
There was no America when the pilgrims landed. It was just wild, untamed expanses of the entire continent that nobody knew what was going on there. They were a group of religious dissenters. It was the rebel spirit of America that would eventually become mm-hmm. what we are. But they weren't there to uphold the Constitution because the Constitution was a long, long way away from being written at that point.
I mean, I thought it was written in 1619.
Oh. No.
Oh, the New York Times had me thinking that. Anyway, interesting. No. So with that, let's talk about our Thanksgiving meals coming up and how are you going to argue politics?
Yeah, see, this is, again, speaking
of the New York Times.
There's two different ongoing attacks on Thanksgiving. There's the attack on Thanksgivings of the past by saying these people were racist and the story's not true and they hurt the Native Americans, so we should just disregard everything we could ever learn from them. And then there's the attack on Thanksgivings now, which is, oh, maybe you at your family gathering happen to have an uncle or an aunt who voted for Donald Trump. You need to attack them. Before you can ask your relative to pass the potatoes, you have to ask them who they voted for.
Right.
And you cannot break bread with them if they voted for...
No pumpkin pie if you voted for Trump.
Exactly. Doesn't really seem to be going the other way. You don't have a lot of conservatives attacking their liberal family members. It happens, but
I'm sure it happens.
Probably
it's
not
a
as
big
often.
Country, but
yeah. Well, but it's trying to like if you can move past the attempted attack on Thanksgiving in the past, and you just get together with your family, you want to have a nice dinner, you want to have turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and other traditional dishes. You just want to have a family holiday. That's not allowed anymore because sometimes family members don't vote for the same people.
Well, I mean, that's always been the thing. You don't talk about religion, you know, the famous, you don't talk about religion and politics around the dinner table, especially when it comes to these big family gatherings. But the fact that they feel like they have to lecture people on how to treat their family members that vote for Trump is very insulting, for one, if you think about it. It's like, oh, they don't know what you're doing. But again, that goes back, in their mind, they really think he's Hitler. They really think Trump is like, you suspend all civil discourse because somebody voted for Trump. They think you helped elect a madman into the White House. That's how they think in their mind.
And they would accuse us of dividing the country by electing him. Well,
it was divided. That's why he got elected.
It was pretty divided before,
I think.
But conservatives aren't the ones who are encouraging their side to drive a wedge through family dinners. Family dinners are supposed to be one of those things where like people manage to get back together. It doesn't have to be family. It can be friends. That's the spirit of Thanksgiving. It's just getting together with the people you care about, either the family you have or the family you choose, or both. But they're trying to drive a wedge through that by saying you can only associate with people who agree with you politically. Mm-hmm. And that is the spirit of division that makes countries fall apart. Because if you can't have anywhere to go where it's not about politics, then suddenly everything becomes about politics. And that's all there is to life.
Right. I think, I mean, it's just, everything, again, I know we keep going back to, but it is really important to talk about. Everything that we enjoy in this country that has meant so much to us over the years is being eroded from it. You know, it's just, it's getting very old. And as far as talking to family members, do you have liberals in your family?
I do.
How does that go for you guys, usually?
You usually we can at least have a civil conversation mm-hmm. about other things. More often than not, it would be, you know, like family drama or something that would cause problems sooner than the politics would. But we're all able to agree that, yeah, we're family and we just want to have a nice time together. So we're not going to rant and rave about who you voted for
Amazing.
Right now.
Yeah.
And again, that's not to say those conversations don't go on. They do.
But and that's fine. This is a free country. Mm-hmm. It's good to debate ideas. But once you get into personal attacks and accusing people of voting for a ruthless dictator who's clearly not, it's getting ridiculous. And as we've seen in the polls, most Americans aren't going to argue about politics. This is another media drivel. It's more media drivel. This is a non-story. They try to make stories that aren't stories. Most Americans aren't going to fight over politics. So what do we just read? Like 3% of the...
3% say they're very likely. About 8% say they're somewhat likely.
Right. This is a Joy Reid in MSNBC, New York Times,
Stelter. They're all encouraging people on the left to be belligerent. And you cannot invite family members into your home unless they voted for the same person you did. And you need to ask them these questions. And if they give you the wrong answers, well, suddenly you're not allowed to have Thanksgiving with them anymore.
It's the Maxine Waters syndrome. It's, you know, basically harass anybody that voted for Trump.
I mean, that seems to me like starting angry political debates at a Thanksgiving dinner is the most surefire way to make sure you're not invited to the next Thanksgiving dinner. Like, all that does is cut you off from everyone else who's trying to have a pleasant evening.
You think this will be an unpleasant Thanksgiving? Wait till he gets reelected at next Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see how they're going to... Because he's going to win unless there's some miracle that happens and they get some amazing candidate that we're not talking about getting in the race. Because those candidates he's running against. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's why they're freaking out. That's why they really want to impeach him, as we know. Do you think Adam Schiff will be invited to the White House for Thanksgiving?
I doubt it.
I'm going to say, yeah, he'll be down. I think Trump's going to be down here, actually, in Mar-a-Lago. But I didn't get invited. Did you get invited to Mar-a-Lago?
I did not. So I guess we're not getting the word out
there. I got invited. So, I don't know. I'm going to bring some pumpkin pie over.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So I believe that's all we... What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Having, you know, family and friends over.
Do you watch football?
Nothing too big, yeah. My grandfather always watches the Lions game.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a touchy subject because I'm a Lions fan. The definition of insanity is being a Lions fan. So,
I'm crazy. I'm not too big on football, but I will watch it when everyone's over, you know.
Yeah.
Load up on pumpkin pie and turkey, go pass out on the sofa watching a football game.
Yeah.
So, you know what? These are the kinds of things that happen. It doesn't matter whether your family and friends are liberals or conservatives, Republicans or Democrats. Doesn't matter who they voted for. At the end of the day, you can all put aside those differences for a little while and just enjoy being together. That's what the essence of America is supposed to be.
That's what the night before is, because they always say Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the biggest party night of the year. So maybe that's what... Also, a tradition for me is I like to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So it's always a good movie. So anything else before we close out for today's Thanksgiving episode, a special edition of Freedom Warrior Podcast?
Nah, that's about it.
All right.
Safe travels to everybody who's traveling for the holiday.
Also, and, comment below, what do you think? Are you going to discuss politics with your family and friends this Thanksgiving? And why do you think the left is attacking Thanksgiving? Because they have to do that now. Comment below, say what you think. Also, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And go to freedomwire.com, read our articles, and go to our wonderful store tab at the top if you like these hats, mugs, these shirts.
You know, now that Thanksgiving is upon us, Christmas season is closing in.
Tis true.
Freedom Wire merch makes a fantastic Christmas gift.
And Merry Christmas. God forbid. Happy Christmas.
Happy holidays.
We can't even say Christmas.
Yeah. That's a subject for another podcast, but
which will happen. Tune back in a month when we have our special Christmas edition Freedom Wire.
Load up on your Freedom Wire merch. Put it in the stocking of your favorite conservative or of your favorite liberal if you want to have a fun practical joke for you.
Yeah.
Either way, buy some Freedom Wire merch.
Yeah, buy our stuff. Also buy Trump 2020 stickers. Give to them, you know, for their car. You know, whatever you got to do. But first, buy our Freedom Wire stuff. So until next time, stay free, America.